Well, I don't know about the timetable for the bomb dropping, but I think the Prime Minister will get a majority. The Daily Telegraph, who are closer to Downing Street than either you or I, are forecasting a majority 170 this morning. I think it'll be less than that, and I think the Prime Minister's support for bombing is starting to ebb away. That's one reason why he's using such demeaning language like terrorist sympathisers, which has caused such resentment across the parties. A bad mistake from the Prime Minister, which will cost him votes, and rightly so.
And he's saying this morning he didn't intend to brand all airstrike opponents as terrorist sympathisers. What do you say to that?
I'm glad about that, because I'm supporting an amendment signed by 110 members of Parliament from six different political parties who do not believe the Prime Minister has established a case. It's headed up by John Barn, former army officer, Conservative MP, Angus Robertson, the SNP leader, Graham Allen, the widely respected Labour backbencher, Howe Williams, Plaid Cymru, Alistair MacDonald of the SDLP, Caroline Lucas of the Green Party, not a single terrorist sympathiser among them. And the fact that the Prime Minister is forced to apologise is an indication of the language he's used being so unwise. But it's also an indication of the reason he used it. He knows his votes are starting to slip away, and therefore he's getting desperate.
Do you think this strengthens the case for our independence, you know, going forward? If we're all saying no, bar two politicians, but the UK is going ahead, you know, where does that leave us?
Well, it does indicate just the lack of democracy in Scotland. I think there's a whole range of issues you could point to, you know, whether it be tax credits or the assault on the poor or the running of the economy or the betrayal of the Peterhead power station in the budget last week, or the fact that we're governed by a bunch of upper crust people who spend all their time thinking about themselves and little time thinking about anybody else. All of these things are reasons for Scottish independence. On the issue of peace and war, then you've got to concentrate on the issues. You have to try and focus on what's going to do the most good and cause the least harm. You've got to concentrate on not putting your women and men in the services into harm's way unless there's an effective strategy to bring about peace. And of course, that's exactly what the Prime Minister doesn't have. He wants to take us into a bloody and complex civil war in Syria, with no exit strategy whatsoever and no effective ground force that we can rely on. That is not something worth supporting.
OK, Mr. Salmon, if not airstrikes, what should we do then?
I think we should do three things about Daesh. One, I think we should counter their propaganda. When they're an extremist death cult, if we can't establish that our Western liberal values are superior to theirs, then goodness help us. Secondly, we should take down their websites. You know, for every brimstone missile we fire, we could hire a whole squadron of clever people to take down every single Daesh website which pollutes the internet. Thirdly, we should interrupt their sources of finance. We should degrade their sources of finance. For 2 years, we've done absolutely nothing about the financial institutions, the donations from a variety of countries which are financing Daesh and without which they could not function. We should do something about that. And if we want to do something militarily, then we should look not to Syria, where there's 10 countries already bombing. We should look to Iraq, where we have a reliable ground ally, or only one, in fact, the Peshmerga, the Kurdish forces, who have been successfully combating Daesh, only lightly armed. We should give them something to fight with if we want to do something militarily.
And how many MPs have signed your list against these airstrikes?
We managed to get 110 MPs in 3 hours yesterday afternoon. We were forced into that timescale because of the Prime Minister forcing the vote. And he forced the vote because he knows his support is slipping away. That's why we're voting today. And we got 110 MPs from six different political parties in 3 hours to sign our amendment. That shows that there's a groundswell of opposition to the Prime Minister's plans.
And Labour on this one, they seem so divided, in stark contrast to the SNP, who seem to be unified on this one.
Well, Labour aren't performing as an opposition, and that's a tragedy, actually, because, you know, any political system needs an effective opposition. But then, of course, you've got to look on the tactics that the government have used. I mean, all this stuff about phoning up Labour MPs, giving them briefings, telling them to desert the leadership. I mean, yeah, OK. There seems to be an obsession on the part of Cameron's government with dividing the Labour Party. But this is an issue of war and peace, and the issue is not about dividing the Labour Party, where they might well succeed. It's about uniting the country, in which he's failed.
And just finally, what do you think the mood in Scotland is going to be then if the country is saying no to airstrikes and we do end up bombing Syria?
Oh, I think, well, you know, Scotland is a martial nation. You know, we've fought more wars than just about any other nation on earth. In fact, of the people we're talking about, I think only the Kurds have fought more wars than Scotland has. You know, but a martial nation is very conscious of the importance of not putting people into harm's way unless you have a rational, overwhelming reason for doing so and you've got an objective to bring about peace. And I think it's actually because we're a martial nation that we are so cautious about these sort of conflicts, as we were in Iraq, for example, and where we were proved right. And therefore, I think the mood in Scotland will be concerned, troubled, and also will be contemptuous of high-ranking politicians who believe that a tactic of bombing can win a conflict when we all know it can't, and who are prepared to take us into this bloody, complex conflict with no exit strategy.
Thank you very much.